Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by David and Julie Bulett. So, Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever had a fight with someone that was supposedly about the dishes, but was really about something much bigger?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's exactly what this book gets at. David and Julie Bulett are a husband and wife therapy team, and they say most relationship problems aren't about a lack of love. They're about avoiding the hard conversations until it's too late. They identify 5 conversations every couple needs to have, and they're not the ones you think.
Right. The first one is money, but they say it's never really about money.
Exactly.
They argue that financial conflicts are about security, freedom, power, and love. One person might see saving as safety, while the other sees it as deprivation. So instead of just budgeting, they say you need to explore the emotional stories you carry about money. Like, what did your parents teach you? What does financial security actually feel like?
That makes so much sense. I remember reading about a couple where one grew up poor and the other grew up comfortable, and they just couldn't see eye to eye on spending. The book says you have to create a shared vision that honors both perspectives, not just a compromise.
Yeah. And that leads into the second conversation, sex and intimacy. A lot of couples avoid talking about their sexual needs because they're afraid of judgment or rejection. Over time, silence fills with assumptions. One feels rejected, the other feels pressured.
And the authors say that good sex isn't spontaneous, it's intentional. You have to talk about what you want, what gets in the way, how stress and bodies change. It's not about performance, but about emotional safety and curiosity.
Right.
And they normalize that desire ebbs and flows. The key is staying connected through the dry spells. That's a relief to hear, honestly.
Number 3 is work and ambition. In modern relationships, both partners often have careers, and work is tied to identity and self-worth. So when one person's career takes off and the other stagnates, or when work bleeds into home life, resentment builds.
The Bulletts say you need to talk honestly about career aspirations and definitions of success. And also about the stories we tell ourselves, like, if I'm not achieving, I'm failing. Couples can help each other challenge those assumptions and create a shared vision of a balanced life.
Yeah. And then the fourth conversation is about family, both the one you came from and the one you're creating. Our families of origin shape how we celebrate holidays, handle conflict, discipline kids. When two people merge, those hidden patterns can cause friction.
Especially when kids come along. The book says parenting brings up all our unresolved issues. So couples need to explore their family histories and consciously decide which traditions to keep. And they have to set boundaries with extended family to protect the couple's relationship.
The fifth conversation is about the future. Many couples get so caught up in day-to-day life that they stop dreaming together. They stop asking, where do we want to be in 5 years? Without a shared vision, the relationship drifts.
Exactly. And this isn't just about retirement plans. It's about revisiting the dreams you had when you first fell in love and being honest when those change. The authors say you need to make this an ongoing dialogue, not a one-time thing.
What I loved is that they emphasize these conversations aren't easy. They require vulnerability and a willingness to sit with discomfort. But they also say that conflict isn't a sign of a broken relationship. It's a sign of a living one.
Right.
The goal isn't to eliminate conflict, but to learn how to navigate it constructively. They give practical tools like using I statements, timing conversations well, and creating a safe environment. And they talk about repair because you will hurt each other, and the question is whether you can repair.
The part that got me was about the stories we tell ourselves about our relationship. When things go wrong, we fall into narratives of blame. He's selfish, she's controlling. The Bulletts invite couples to rewrite those stories, to see each other as partners against the challenges, not adversaries.
That's powerful. And they also talk about maintaining humor and playfulness. You can't just have heavy conversations all the time. You need lightness and joy. Schedule time for connection that has nothing to do with problem solving.
Overall, The book is hopeful but realistic. It says love isn't easy, and if you think it should be, you'll feel like a failure when it gets hard. The most successful couples are the ones who have learned to struggle well.
My big takeaway is that these five conversations are not a checklist, but a framework for ongoing connection. They're invitations to keep showing up for each other. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on the 7-Minute Books app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the most important conversations aren't about the surface issue. They're about the fears and hopes underneath. If you can get to those, you can transform your relationship.
It's a reminder that every hard conversation is an opportunity to connect more deeply. We'll see you in the next one.